Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Anita.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
Good.
What can I do for you today?
Yes, I wanted to see if you guys service my location and if you have any promotions for internet.
Sure. And we're looking for internet only?
Yes.
Okay. Be more than happy to help you out with that. Okay, and what is your service address, please, Anita?
3127 Route 9W.
And in which township? Because 9W goes through a few.
Saugerties.
Saugerties? Okay, so 12477. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Okay, great. We're actually able to service you relatively soon, seeing as we've been servicing that area for a while.
Mm-hmm. I've been finding them.
Yeah. So is this going to be for a home or a business?
Well, it's for my home, but it's at a business. It's a motel. It's for my apartment at the motel.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to think as to how that... Okay, so we're doing residential for a specific room at the motel that is your apartment, right?
It's for the office.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that might actually be more beneficial if you were to do the business. Were you planning on including the Wi-Fi to your guests?
So what's the difference? Okay, Ellie, I'm on the phone. If I wanted to get the 1 gig, what's the difference between the residential and the business?
So the business would allow you to have a few differences. I mostly deal with the residential, but mm-hmm. As far as like residential versus business, it's better to get the business because you have a little bit of interesting differences with that. So you would have the symmetrical upload and download, but you can go for more than just the 1 gig, because if you think about how many people are going to be connecting to the Wi-Fi, if you're planning on including that Wi-Fi to your guests at the motel, that might be better. So I mean, it really depends on how many devices are going to be getting connected. You would be able to
I only have one router, and there's not, I'm not attaching any access points or anything on it. It's just one router.
Okay. Okay. So then if it's just going to be for your, like, your personal use, then mm-hmm. maybe residential would be best. Because again, you reside at the motel. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Because I know our website doesn't give a lot of differences as far as that goes. And if it's just you that's connecting to the internet, then I don't see the issue for that. Okay. We can definitely go ahead with the residential. And you said you wanted the 1 gig, right?
Yes, the 1 gig.
Okay. And then approximately how large would you say that your residence was within the motel in square footage?
Maybe like 2,000 square feet.
Okay. So the reason that I ask for about that is because there are a few different factors involved with deciding the number and placement of extenders and to see if you might need one. Ultimately, it would be decided by yourself and the Archtop fiber technician on the day of your installation. Right now, based on the size that you did provide to me, we do recommend one extender. But the good thing is that your service includes your main router and one Wi-Fi extender.
I'll bring your heater.
So the baseboard heating don't work?
It does. It's just going to come on a little bit later. Okay, so is the extender free or is that
Yeah,
extra?
That's what I was going into. Your service includes, like, for the 1 gig and the 2 gig plans, it includes one main router and one Wi-Fi extender at no additional cost. So
okay.
What we could do is on the day of your install, you would just notify your Archtop Fiber technician and see if he recommends that one extender. Because at that point, it would be best for you to figure that out so that you have whole home Wi-Fi coverage. If you were to need more than one extender, any additional extenders other than that first one would be $8 per month per extender.
Oh, just one extender is fine.
Yeah, and that's what I figured. And then were you looking to add, like, landline service?
No, I don't need that.
Okay. All right, just making
sure.
So
is the 1 gig a month, is it like $60 or something?
So it's normally it's $79.99, but we are having a promotion where if you sign up for the auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, it brings it down to $69.99, so it gives you a $10 discount. If you were to sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with a credit or debit card, at that point it would bring your bill down to $74.99 instead of
$69.99. Oh, I thought you guys had a promotion for like $60 or something like that, $59.99. Did you have one like that before?
So we do, but that's for the 500 megabytes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But for the 1 gig, it would be the $79.99. But if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing, it would be
$69.99. Okay. Okay. And does it come with a router? You said it comes with a router, right? And
it comes with a router, the modem, and one free extender, yes.
What if we wanted to use our own router?
It wouldn't bring the price down. I mean, you are more than free to use your own, but if ever there's any issues with the internet, we wouldn't be able to troubleshoot your router.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. We have a back-end system that allows us to troubleshoot to see if maybe you're having if a device is having difficulty connecting to it, or you're having difficulty with changing anything as far as like network ID or password. We can do that on your behalf. We're able to run speed tests on our end to make sure that everything is registering smoothly and that you have the proper speeds. If we do see that you are having slower than normal speeds, then we can document that and state, okay, there's an issue here. We need to send tech out, for example.
Okay, and how long does this promotion last? Is there a contract or anything?
There are no contracts. We are offering that price with the auto pay and the paperless billing for 2 years. No contracts, no cancellation fees. You're able to cancel whenever you would like.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Absolutely. And so, again, you stated no landline service, correct?
No, I don't need any landlines.
Okay. All right. And then do you own or rent the current property?
I rent.
Okay. And do you happen to have the property owner name?
It's the Coral Bay Trust.
What is it?
The Coral Bay Trust.
Call Bay Trust. How do I spell that, please?
Okay, it's the T-H-E, Coral, C-O-R-A-L, B-A-Y,
trust. And then trust, like, as if, yeah, T-R-U-S-T.
Yep.
Okay. Do you happen to have their phone number by chance?
Oh, that's me. I mean, your phone number, I guess you should just put my phone number.
Well, we do need the property owner's approval and So essentially, you're the property manager. Is that correct?
Yeah. She's like, oh, it's our family's, but we just put it into a trust. But like, essentially, like, I manage the property, I guess.
Okay. All right. So let's.
I mean, because there's already a cable in there already.
Yeah, but we don't use the same cable. We don't use coaxial. We use fiber.
Oh, so you have to put a new cable in?
Yes. And that's okay. Why we need the permission from the property owner.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what is the phone number for us to speak with, whoever needs to give us the approval?
Me. I can just give you approval.
Okay, great. Let's put in your phone number just in case anybody else needs to reach out.
631-327-9655.
Okay, and then how are your current utility wires feeding the location? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Through the air.
Okay, and then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, same thing.
Okay. And if I could please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Anita, A-N-I-T-A. Last name, Wong, W-O-N-G. Are they able to, like, the technicians, are they able to, like, fish the line in and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, if there's a conduit, they would be able to put it through if necessary.
Okay.
Okay, and once more on your phone number, 631.
Hold on 1 second. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me? Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no smoking in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I smell weed, but that's
okay.
Yeah, there's no smoking in there, but I already turned the heat on, but you can use this heat for
okay,
now.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead.
So I would need your email address, please.
It's WENTONMOTEL 1071@gmail.com.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I currently have Spectrum. They use coax. Is that what it is? Is that the
yeah, they use coaxial.
Oh.
That's what it is.
So
and
it'll
we
probably
use fiber.
Be like much faster. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so the way that the data gets put through is it's emitted through pulses of light.
Hopefully the internet will be better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll be a lot faster, too, because you're not dealing with copper wires at that point. Essentially, the light is what puts through the data, so it's much faster.
Okay.
And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
My phone number, 631-327.
Okay.
9655.
Okay. And is that a cell phone or a landline?
That's my cell phone.
Okay. Did you want us to contact you via phone, email, or text? Text is usually the one that has the most account-specific information.
Yeah. Text or phone is fine.
Okay. All right. All right, perfect. And then did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah.
To get that $10 discount? Okay, I would need a routing number and an account number.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go inside with this one.
Thank you.
Okay, so which one do you want first?
The routing would be best.
The routing number? Zero, two, six, zero. 13673.
Okay, and to confirm, that's TD Bank?
Yep.
Okay, and then go ahead with the account number whenever you're ready.
430-333-4108.
Okay, and is it your name on the account?
It's the business name.
Okay, and so what is the business name, please?
It's Wenton Motel, WENTONMOTEL.
Okay. And is that incorporated, or is it any kind of, like, LLC behind it?
LLC.
And then, is it a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So, if I use my own router, is that going to interfere with the fiber, or that's fine?
No, because the fiber goes into the modem. The modem then gets connected to the router via Ethernet cable.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, right. I mean, you do have that capability of using your own if you so wish. But, again, if there's any issues, we're very, very limited on what we can do for troubleshooting.
Okay.
Just bear with me. And then you heard about us through direct mail?
I just seen your signs and stuff.
Okay. Just bear with me so that I can put in a note. Because this might confuse some people. I'm putting down that you reside at the motel. You manage the motel, and therefore you are looking for residential service, not business.
Right.
Because if they see, like, all the information that's, like, based for the business, it will probably confuse them.
Okay.
And then you already have business service through another provider, right?
Yeah, right now I have Spectrum, and it's a lot more expensive, and I only have 600.
Okay. Did you have any information regarding the property that we should be aware of, such as, like, buried wires, septic tanks?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then I'm putting down the 2,000 square foot living space. Okay. Now, when would be an ideal day for us to come out and do the install? Our earliest appointment is November 1st. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. So that would be next Friday.
What did you say the time was?
We have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
3 p.m. is good.
3 p.m., you got it. So I've gone ahead and scheduled that. You are all set.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I could help with today other than setting up an install?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. We look forward to seeing you next week, and happy Halloween.
Okay, thank you so much. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.